Begin the card daven sechtes yevam is dav dal begin no menal begin tes mat begin the gemara that says in the pasuk the silver shot that says don't wear shot is but samachli says right after they give him bchulu that you should make tzitzis. So we learn that from the smichas of psukim saying that b'mokum tzitzis there's no issur of shotness. That's how we know to say duchalei to say. Chayes bothered by a question. He says, well, how do you know to say it that way? Maybe say it the other way around. Which Chayes addressing that question is answering, saying b'ipchalei maybe you can't say the opposite, which is to b'mokum gedilim when there is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Then we apply the first pasuk, loisu b'shatnes, that you should not wear tzitzit, that you should not wear shatnes, not the other way around, as we're dashing, that when there's, that you don't apply the first pasuk when there's the second pasuk. No, maybe you don't apply the second pasuk when you have the first pasuk. Because Amma Samach is actually what the Gemara actually says next. The Gemara says, b'mokim kiyeshu, when there's the mitzvah of kiyeshu, of yibum, loisachsim, we say, don't muzzle. In other words, we say that the pasuk loisachsim, that comes near the pasuk kiyeshvu, we say don't muzzle. So we dash in the first pasuk, which is leisachsim, that it applies even when there's the second pasuk of kiyeshvu. Say also, why don't we say leisul b'shatnes, which the first pasuk applies even when the gedil taslach, that you should not wear shatnes even when there's a mitzvah tzitzis. So it says no, because the mekane that would be the case. Lishta kramine, the pasuk should have just been quiet and not had these two psukim near each other. Mainly you didn't. By default, I would not do like the chassid that it's left to climb, that the positive climb of tzitzis does not override the negative prohibition of climb, because we never find such a thing that the is of climb should be permitted. And the same thing applies, the same svara applies by yivama, which the Gemara shortly brings. You cannot expound like we're saying over here, which is, now we're inverting the question based on what we're saying. No, because the Balav Kra, because without the pasuk, how do you mean? I would have thought to say the Chayis Menaseh that you would muzzle up, but the Yachlis Lav Kra, you can't force him to do Chalitza, because what would permit you to do that? Obviously, that when the pasuk is Torah is putting them two together, it's coming to teach you something the opposite of what you would have thought to say. And by Tzitzis, I would have thought to say that you cannot wear Shatnes, that's a Chiddush that, yeah. And by Yevama, you would have thought, of course she has to do Yiva, who cares that he's a Mokashchim? That's what telling you that, no, we don't muzzle. But it doesn't depend on the first pasuk or second pasuk. It depends on what the default would have been and what we're coming to Mechadish, which is not like that. Now, Hikshar Abba Riyak Vila lines. He has another question. He says, "Tlachay b'noshim b'tzitzis, women should be obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis." Why? Because this lament, we should say a different Josh in the Smichas of Sukkim. We should say, "Kol sheyesh nam b'leisil b'shatnes, whoever is in the prohibition of not wearing shatnes, yesh nam b'gilim is in the next part of the pasuk that has the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis." And Avakov to love Hekesh or Smuchim, even though it's not really a Hekesh, but it's rather Smuchim because it's Trey Kroinen. A Hekesh is in the same place. Here it's two different Sukkim. Become Mokum to Shinach and Perkam Ne'erich, and we still make such a Joshua, the first Perkam Ne'erich and the Begimel Beis, but Chetz and the Gemara Mnachs and the Begimel and after come, the Gemara tells Zakochay Mitzitzis. When you say Ewan Chay Mitzitzis, come with him in Israelim, what's the Chiddush of course? Masuk the Gemara comes out, the Kahan Mitzchalei, the Chiddush was necessary for Kahan. Why? Because Sokka Del Chavin, you would have thought to say, Hobi Ishtri Gabai Klaim, since there's no Ishtri Klaim for the big tikkun of the kahanim. So that, like some b'shatnes, does not apply to them. So b'tzitzis nam alul chai, but they should not be obligated in tzitzis, even though it's not a hekesh, even though it's the neighboring pasuk. You see, you would make such a drasha. Oh, Kamash Ramon says, Gemara, that's the chiddush, need to be navayd, although climb is permitted for them during the avayd, in the big tikkunah, but shalei be navayd l'ishri, but not during the avayd, it's not permitted. But so it sounds like the issue of the government, but if climb would have been totally permitted at all times, after the 50 mitzitzis, they would have been exempt from tzitzis. Why? Because after the shino, I would have expounded, whoever's not in the issue of wearing shatnez, anybody who's not in the mitzvah wearing tzitzis. Also says, Taisa, that's the case. Kol shekhen sheyesh lon lijil chumrah, for sure we should have expounded such a drasha as stringency. For the chayv nashim mitzitzis, whoever is obligated to mitzvah shatnez is obligated to gedil taslach. So why women not obligated to mitzvah tzitzis? Says, Taisa, what you can say is the hadu nashim mitzvah tzitzis. This is women are exempt from tzitzis. Why do we say that? Hainim shim the yelplug is the gemar and kedushin of lamahim and aplur and da from Rebach and Yaakov. The mitzvah says man gerama, because since a positive time and commandments, not during nighttime, so nashim mitzvah is women exempt. Because the hook should call it Torah tefillin, and old Torah, there's a positive comparison. That divitem beficha, it compares it to tefillin, which just like tefillin women are exempt. So too, they're exempt by omitzes in my including tzitzis. And the hekesh adif mesmuchim. That's a hekesh. That's better than this drasha that would have been just a smichus. And therefore, we say that women are exempt from tzitzis. But then says teisel mandam and the tefillin love mitzvahs in my gerama. But according to the one that says tefillin is not tied by a commandment, because it's also at night time. It's at different times. At all times, Efshel the day Nashim Chayvus Mitzvahs Mismuchim says, "Yeah, maybe according to him, would be obligated Mitzvahs Mismuchim, because you don't have the hekesh of Tfilin excluding from that." And says, "Because the Balavach, because anyway, the truth is, Namu Rabban Rabbi Shmuel Beperkat Chelus, according to Rabban who disagreed with Shmuel in Menachas that Megillah and Alav. Some of they hold Nashim Chayivus Mitzvahs. They hold women are obligated Mitzvahs. The Mechayiv Mitzvahs Belayla because there's obligation Mitzvahs at nighttime, and they have a Shalayz Mangar. It's not a time bound commandment, and therefore, yeah, they would be obligated. And therefore, you could say it's our Smicha that Tais is asking. But that Tais is because it's difficult. Why? Because how the Dag Perkat Chayil, the Gemara makes a Dik, an inference in Perkat Chayil over the Menachas. Rabbi Huda Saba, Rabbi Huda holds the Tzitzis Mitzvah Shalayz Mangar. We can prove that he holds Tzitzis not a time bound commandment. Why? The Ramit Chayil is Leprozoma, the injury basis, because he would have Tzitzis on the cloak of his. The women in his family. So says Tosfos Mimai. So what's the raya? Dilma, maybe Avigab the sub that was my good. Maybe even be though he held that it was a time on commandment, but Machayev Nashim is Muhammad, he obligated the women, not because it's Shalayz my good, but simply because of the shmichas that we're asking over here in Tosfos. So Tosfos, what you could say is that Difa name is Shadon Lahasim. You're right. That would be a good question. But anyway, the Gemara has a better reputation over there than asked, and ultimately there in Menachos anyway. But so Tosfos Mimai question, but what is difficult? Is the man the pot of nashim mitzitzis? According to the one that says women are exempt from mitzitzis, have a little mitzvah in the climb. So then they should have been exempt from climb, because again, similar to our question, tzitzis and climb are compared. And if women are exempt from tzitzis, they should be exempt also from climb. But we know women are obligated in climb, because the almost the parakam in the Beit Gemara says at the end of the first parakam in the Beit Dalman Beis, climb my chazal, what's the utility for climb? And it sounds like no one could use it, but if women would be not obligated, of course there's a utility for that gender. So maybe there is some riba somewhere that regarding claim that women are explicitly included to be prohibited, and therefore they were not going to exempt them from claim. But that was the question. Why? Because they should be compared to tzitzis, which they're exempt according to Mad Dhamma, so too should be for claim. Next says you think because you have the psukim near each other says Rabbi Huda that we're gonna start making halachas of skilo from that? So Tais has come to explain, how do you see from here that the Gemara is proving Rabbi Huda does not darshan smuchim b'chol Torah kula besides Mishnah Torah? Because when Tais says, if you're going to say, it just has to take a second look. It says, Tema hacha huda le darshan smuchim. Maybe only here he doesn't darshan smuchim, but not because he doesn't darshan smuchim, it's Mishnah Gzeirah Shavah that Rabbi Yisrael kula Torah Mises. Because we find there's Gzeirah Shavah that Rabbi Yisrael kula says in Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin Menaf, the Mavka Mismuchim, which comes to exclude from the Smuchim. Because the Darsh, he expounds, Malay Sechaik on the Shama, the Besaif, that it means with, by the sword. But maybe generally he would, it's just that Gzeirah Shavah is excluding from this. That's why it doesn't dash in the Smuchim. And Tate, you should know this test, is because the Utra Bekiva, because you think Rabbi Kiva, the Gama Hasim, the Beskila, he learns it from Skila, from a different place. Me'im Behema im Ishla Yichir, from a different Basik. You think he doesn't like Rabban the Darsh and Smukham, that the Darsh and Smukham throughout the whole Torah? Not true. We never find him to keep it disagreeing. Obviously, he needed this special limud, and he couldn't learn from how our Ban here and our Gemara brings it, because, like we said, there's a Gezerish of Rizik limud, which excludes from the Smukham. But so how could you prove the holds in general that you don't learn Smukham from here? This is what you could say is you're right. It's not from the actual limud, but the Hacha. Daik Melishna Rabbi Huda. The Gemara's inference is from the wording of Rabbi Huda. The comment he says, because it's near it. Mashma sounds like Darsh Mukham Amma. Sounds like from the fact that Sukhma near each other, you don't Darshan anything. But it's not from the limit, it's because of his wording. Then he says, Bahadur Darsh Rabbi Huda Smukham. But we do find Rabbi Huda actually expanding Smukham Pek based the Gedushan of Nangimam and Alf. The Tani, we learn over there that Yochalo Yechalka Bekach Kashm. You think, okay, Khan cannot divide their Kachi Kashm. I mean, Chalka Bekach Kashm, but they can divide their Kashm Kalam that you get, now I'll get what you get. And we'll I'll take and you'll take mine. Time alone, no. Pete teaches them. Ishka Achav. Every man like his brother. Everyone takes their own stuff. Now, for some it says near that Imel Taida, which is Kachem Kal. The Kama Hasim and the Gemara says with a Sifra Mani. Who is the Sifra? It's Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? This is not a Mishnah Taida. So how could Rabbi Yehuda be Darshan Smucha? So basically, what you could say is the Hasim Vav. There's a Vav over there. That's Maisval Indian Rishon Darsh. It's the Vav that is Darshaning, which comes to say and, which is obviously connecting. That's like it's the Bezois Torah is the Bechashav, but it's not just because of Smuchah. Or Yinami, another approach you could say, Mishum the Muchach, because it's obvious. The like said, Pasha Vika, why is not Pasha Vika? Why is it over here? Oh, it's over here, which is on our Sukh, it says Muchach already tells you that then you dash on Smuchah. Or Yinami, Mishum Mufnik, it's superfluous. Because the Ishkacha muted those words, a man like his brother is extra, double the Mitzvah, but should have just said, Lachobani Aaron Tiyah, but so lie. So all those sons of Aaron should be in, nothing more. So therefore, that's another reason why we would say Smuchah. But then Tosfos addressed the question about the coming Mishnah Torah Darshan. Then why is the Gemara say he only expounds the Mishnah Torah? So Tosfos, no, what the Malam truth is, he would do it even to call Torah Kula. Ella, the only thing is the Mishnah Torah Kimli to Kula Mukach Hamufna. Mishnah Torah, they're all obvious. What are they doing here? Or that they're extra because they're all taught throughout the Torah in general, and Mishnah Torah is a repetition. But we only brought one of them, but really it's all throughout. But you're right, call it Kula. Really, if it's a Mucha Mufna, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you would also darshan Smucha. Like it says, Master begins the Gemara Samachle, and it says nearby, the Ikechish is of a man should not take his father's wife. Now, since it's near the Pasha Banusa, so therefore we say Loigala is referring to that of Anusa's oven. But for Rabban and Loidarshi, they don't darshan, which in some years Gemara actually has it in parentheses what they're saying. Because Leikach is set interrupting between the Pasha of Angus and Leigal, so therefore it's not really smichus, and therefore they disagree. That's the case. It's muchach that it's besmuchim, because what's it doing over here? It should be saying it in Pasha Arise. Obviously, it's coming to tell you a smichus, which Tais says, what do you mean? Tais is bothered by questions. Although, no, it had to be written over here. Like Keisha, because to be near the words in the Torah, right there in the Pesukim, that he should not have relation, and Mamzer should not come to Kal Hashem, which, and since it's near this Pasuk, Machad Hashim, we might have a Mamzer. From our Pasuk, we don't know what is a Mamzer. Ben Rekiva, Ben Rabban, Perkachilz, later on, the Testament Aleph. So that's why you need it. So why are you saying it's Muchach? What's it doing over here? So it says, no, Hashem, now it's Muchach Nindu. That's also from the Smichis. And Ben Hashim, Betam, the Muchach Mufni. Yeah, it's exactly the same Darshan because what's it doing over here or because it's superfluous. So it's the same point we're saying over here. It's not like you need it because of that hagufa coming from this of mukach and mufna. Then it says if you're going to say so why don't you say machsheifa, which he was rejecting that? Why didn't you read the darshan that the mukham? That's also obvious that what's it doing over here? Because why doesn't it mention sleeping with an animal by arayis, which is a carnal sin? So that also should be the same idea which you said mukach he agrees b'chol kula that you would darshan smucham. And that's the Tzvishon, but you can say, no, it's not really, it doesn't apply by rice to ask what's it doing in there if it's mukach. Because then it's nus l'behem. You don't call carnal relations with an animal as nus. It's only with a human being. So there does not belong in parashah b'rayis. Or, you know, I mean, another part you could say is, l'chashem mukach, the reason why it's not considered mukach, kibin sha'alama nechtem kaimai. The thing that you're learning out to is written in its appropriate place. Only the malamid, what you're learning from, that's not in its right place. That would not be considered mukach. It has to be what you're learning to. But regarding superfluous, we don't care which one, if it's a malamad or the lamad. And either one, as we see in our sugya, would teach us the halacha of smichus. But regarding mukach, that would have to be the lamad. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara. If that's the case, let the Brahman likach ish begayma. So that's all it should have said. What's he gala? Oh, therefore, that's superfluous to teach us this halacha of the anusas of being asa. And Tosis explains why, because Menenokat lo yigala, first of all, Tosis says, a diuk, so Menenokat, from the fact that the Gemara is quoting lo yigala, that what do you need lo yigala for, b'lo yivav without a vav, Mashman sounds like that kulikur b'lo yilavali, that the question's on the whole pasuk, what do we need of this lo yigala, and that's where darshaning is superfluous. So there's a question, it's difficult, because dimam b'lo yilavali shmeres yav, maybe you needed to teach you about the lady-in-waiting of the yavama. Actually, the Rabban actually expound later on from these words to teach Shemez Yavim. So, this regards actually somewhere of the gears of Vilo Yigal Kanafa Vilamali. Mafarshan explained, it's not going on the whole Pasuk, that Aviv Kabayi Lamali. It's asking why does it have the word Aviv? Because the Pashitla Lavu Kayu, obviously, the Pasuk is told by his father. Avalo Yigal, but you're right, regarding Lo Yigal itself, maybe you could say to Dash Shemez Yavim from Rabban that it's actually coming to Dashan regarding a prohibition regarding Shemez Yavim, like Rabban said. But Vidivam Pirish, he actually explained, no, the Shabbat goes Lo Yigal Vilavab. It's appropriate gears even without the letter vav. Vakulik kroka by lamali and asking you the whole pasuk what you need for, because the mashmal yashas because the gemara understands the leimuk and labishemers yavam shalom. No, they don't think that it would be talking about shemers yavam of the father, because given labahochi ekesi yavam l'shuk v'esad that doesn't. Anyways, we have two other issues already. One about the yavam marrying anyone else, which would include the son, and also the fact that she's his aunt. And the leimik minli b'lavi yaseir, and we don't say that it's going to be another negative prohibition. Hechad ekel major, we could go ahead and give a drasha like we are using it for. We're going to anduses of. So too the Gemara later on the Tzadik Zaman Av Aminan. We say Namid L'Rabban L'Itzrich that you don't need L'Shemeres Yavam L'Avolavolavin again, and that idea the Gemara here does not agree with, and therefore that's why it's saying that what do you need it for, and that would be on the whole pasuk, not just of.